Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
You've waited all week. You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over.
That's right. It is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Jeffrey, hot off the press. Tom Brady's burning up Belichick's phone. He calls Belichick and wanting him to take the Raiders job. You know where he found him? In a Carolina barbecue place. Isn't that strange, buddy? Huh?
Not at all. If I were in Carolina right now, that's exactly where I'd be. I was surprised to see that they had that out clause on his North Carolina contract. And if he decides to get out of it before June 25th, I think was the date, maybe July 25th, then there's a $10 million buyout. Tom Brady and the Raiders will gladly pay, as will Mr. Khan and the Jacksonville Jaguars, to pluck Bill Belichick out of the college.
Hey, well, guess where he's going to go if he goes anywhere? Everybody says, oh, he's not going to the Raiders. Yeah, but you know something? The guy is an owner now by the name of Tom Brady, who only won in 6 Super Bowls. I think he's going to listen to Tom Brady, and he would have some stroke with what's going on with Belichick.
Yeah, actually, what I read was that phone call wasn't made to ask him if he would do it or not. It was to ask him what it would take to get him there as far as team control went. I guess he'd have to be the GM / coach. That's always been
his
deal.
Well, he'd just bring Lombardi with him. That's what he does.
Yeah. So it would be a wise decision by the Las Vegas. I'm getting used to that one. Las Vegas Raiders to bring in a legend in Bill Belichick. He clearly can coach. He clearly can coach this generation of player. And
you know who I'd go get? And there would be free. Kirk Cousins.
It looks like the ball has been handed to Michael Penix Jr. by the Atlanta Falcons, so Kirk Cousins is definitely going to be available. I'm sure there will be a team or two looking for him. Hey, we're going to get into college football, the NFL, WWE, and of course, Jabronis of the Week, but we got to take a break, Eddie. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
IBM has entered into a multi-year agreement to become the official fan engagement and data analytics partner of Scuderia Ferrari HP, the most renowned Formula One team, starting in 2025. The partnership brings together two iconic and enduring brands, both driven by a passion for innovation and commitment to progress. IBM and Scuderia Ferrari HP will conceive, develop, and deliver world-class digital experiences to bring racing enthusiasts closer than ever to the racing team, bringing marquee events to life for millions of fans around the world. Sponsored by IBM.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Joe Montana here. In my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease. Are you 50 or older like me? The CDC now recommends vaccination against pneumococcal disease. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at increased risk and over 6 times greater risk of hospitalization with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50. Schedule your appointment today at vaxassist.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built, providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill. Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and skip the regular line at the airport and pay for speedy security. Imagine not having to quickly unpack and pack at the place you already came back to. And wearing your shoes the whole time you're there? You can't put a price on that kind of luxury. Well, actually you can, and you paid for it. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for speedy security. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
All over the world.
It's the best damn show on your radio.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Without a doubt, the Chargers are coming. You know, I'm warning my Texans, just be careful. Because, you know, Harbaugh knows how to coach. And they're having trouble at running back.
Not anymore.
They got Ezekiel Elliott, and he's 29 years old. He's still got some gas in the tank. And when he gets around that Harbaugh fire him up, man, like he's never been fired up. And he'll go out there and move some fences for him. Watch him.
I wonder now if we're not going to see a Saquon Barkley and Derrick Henry-esque Ezekiel Elliott with the Los Angeles Chargers. These guys that have been moved on from way before they were out of their prime and with a chip on their shoulder. There's nothing better if you're a Los Angeles Chargers fan than getting an Ezekiel Elliott going into the playoffs, chip on his shoulder, great running back, and interesting he was available. I don't really understand what the Cowboys were thinking.
Well, in the great state of Texas too, Jeffrey, and all he heard about was Joe Mixon from the Texans. All the Texans are running behind Joe Mixon, and he's been treated like a second-class citizen ever since he's really been a Cowboy, believe me.
Yeah, they put all their chips in on Dak Prescott, and Zeke has always been a great running back. I don't really understand. They paid him a lot of money, too, but he's taking his talents out west, and it's still going to be interesting because with all of the wildfires that are burning in Los Angeles right now, there's already discussions on whether or not they're going to play that game on Monday. Will they play it in a different stadium? Can they go up the road maybe to San Francisco? That one's available. Can they go down to San Diego? I think that stadium's still there, and they probably could pack it out with Chargers fans down in San Diego, but it doesn't look like Los Angeles is going to be able to play football in Los Angeles as it stands right now. That fire is burning out of control. I feel bad for all of the folks out there in California. I hope they can clear it up. And if you lost your
home,
that's
really bad. I lived at Santa Monica for 5 years. And, you know, I love the West Coast. And I don't like what it's become now. But I was a West Coast guy for a long time. And when you look at what's happened to a beautiful, beautiful city, I mean, You know, they let stupid birds and fish and stuff, all this other crap they come up with for not cleaning out the brush and doing all this other stuff. And now you got all these beautiful homes in Pacific Palisades just being burned slap up. And down in Malibu, you know, I got two friends down in Malibu one of their houses got burned up.
Yeah, it's terrible. Those birds, they're also out of home now, so feel bad for them. But
well,
I guess
that's how come I got an over and under shotgun, because those birds never get in my way.
Well, you're right. They have made some ridiculous rules
in
California.
I put on my old dark 30 boots, and I shoot their ass.
Oh, you know what? You reminded me. We do need to talk about our friends over at O Dark 30, where tactical meets practical, especially if you're going after endangered species birds. You better watch out for the one endangered species bird that neither one of us will tolerate, and that is the American eagle, the bald eagle. Do not go after them. But if you wear O Dark 30 gear, you're bound to have one land on your shoulder and say, America. O Dark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. odark30.com.
Oh, wow. And I told you what I'd do with my old Dark 30 boots. So that's just the way it rolls here with the lever and them stupid birds.
Well, you know what? As the great Bill Hicks once said, Eddie, I look forward to seeing you down in Arizona Bay.
Yeah, crossing the Golden Gate.
So the obviously Black Monday has happened. There were a lot of coaches let go. We're not going to get into it too crazy, but Doug Peterson finally let go. That's the one that you were on for a very long time. And they kept the GM there, which is interesting.
That's stupid.
Shad Khan.
I mean, look at it. Yeah. I mean, look what he did to the Eagles. You think the Eagles didn't smell something?
Yeah. No.
I mean, the Eagles fired him quick.
I agree. I definitely think that, although, you know, the Eagles do move on from coaches that go on to win Super Bowls, but it seems like Doug Peterson wasn't going to be that guy. Rex Ryan is under the belief that he is definitely going to be the Jets' next head coach. What do you think of that, Eddie?
I mean, New York Jet fans love this guy.
Yeah.
And he would be really good for that team because he's a great defensive guy, guru, really. I mean, look at his lineage from his father and his brother, his twin brother. They're all defensive type people. And, you know, his dad, remember the famed 46 defense with the Chicago Bears?
Yeah. My question, though, is that will Rex Ryan be able to get in there and teach those wide receivers how to catch footballs that hit them in the chest? Because,
well, that's not his job. You need to fire a lot of those guys. Yeah. He needs to hire some really good coaches, which I'm sure he will.
Yeah.
To come in there and you know, you can't have people drop balls that are in people's, you know, it's just like, how many times we've seen that lately?
Well, I'll tell you what, Aaron Rodgers has seen it an absolute ton this season, and you could see on his face that he was sick and tired of throwing perfect passes to receivers that looked like they had never caught a ball in their life. So I bet you there's one guy that's begging Rex Ryan to come to the Jets. If he's going to stick around, it's Aaron Rodgers. And they have a Hall of Famer at quarterback right now. And
didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah, it was a bizarre, bizarre thing.
It was sad. It was really a sad situation when you... It rolls down from the front office, and at least when Rex gets in there, he'll get a good GM. See, that Woody Johnson needs to go, okay, Rex, what GM will work the best with you and your philosophy? And you hire that GM that works with the coach. GM should work with the head coach, not just report to the owner.
Yeah.
The GM needs to talk to the head coach and see, well, who he needs. What's he need? Yeah. You know, that's why Belichick wants to control that, where he can go to Mike Lombardi and say, hey, Mike, I need this kind of guy for tight end. Can you find him for me? I'll get him.
If I'm the Jets, anybody involved with the wide receiver room is gone, in my opinion, because Sam Darnold, they couldn't
except
catch his
one,
passes.
Number 17.
Well, yeah. except for, Sam Darnold. Devontae Adams. Sam Darnold, They couldn't catch his passes. He moves on. He's in the playoffs with the Vikings. And Aaron Rodgers, a clear-cut Hall of Famer, comes in there. They can't catch his passes. And he may be out the door, but if he's not, bring in a coach and some wide receivers that can catch passes, and you should be able to turn this thing around quickly in New York. So the playoffs start.
I can't wait to see your Commodores. It's the Commanders, folks. But anyway, I call them the Commodores because it's the stupidest name I've ever seen, going from the greatest name, one of the greatest names in football, the Redskins, to the Commodores. But you got the Bucks in Washington. Oh, my God. That's going to be a great playoff game with the Baker man.
Yeah, Baker Mayfield taking on Jaden Daniels, and it is going to be exciting. The Commanders haven't won a playoff game.
Two Heisman Trophy winners.
In a very long time. The winner of that one goes on to face the winner of the Eagles-Packers game. So whoever wins that game, it's going to go on to, I think, another really good game. It'd be great to see Jaden Daniels versus Jordan Love, but that's why they play the games. We'll have to see you. The Chiefs have a bye, of course. There's a lot of turmoil going on down there because a lot of people think that the Chiefs threw their game against the Denver Broncos. The Denver Broncos get in because of that Chiefs throwing the game, and a lot of people aren't really happy about it.
The Chiefs didn't throw anything. They just they did like the Buffalo Bills and everybody else. They have clinched, and you don't need to jeopardize your ball players because the game is about winning, man, not each game, but your playoff game.
Yeah.
You don't buy a damn ticket if you know that. Oh, so you'd rather your team to lose where you can see all the damn starting players than to let them be able to rest a week and come out with
the Chiefs fans. The Chiefs fans aren't upset with them. The Chiefs fans are completely happy with how things have gone. It's the fans of the teams that didn't get into the playoffs because the Chiefs lost to the Denver Broncos that are upset. And Travis Kelce's having none of it. He said, "We didn't throw a game. We're resting for the playoffs." They are going to have 2 weeks off now, pretty much the entire Chiefs team. So hopefully they're ready for the winner of the Texans Chargers.
That'd be good for Mahomes' ankle.
Yeah, I mean, I don't feel like the Chiefs are the kind of team that is going to suffer from having 2 weeks off. I think it definitely benefits them. The Lions have the other bye. They play the winner of the Rams-Vikings. I believe the Vikings are going to beat the Rams, and that's going to be very fun to watch the Vikings and the Lions.
I'm going to tell you something. The Vikings are not going to beat the Rams.
No?
Matthew Stafford and Cooper Kupp are going to light them up.
We'll see about that. I feel like this Viking team is on a mission, and it would be really fun to see Vikings-Lions, two teams that have great history but have not been putting it together lately, getting to play each other.
It wouldn't be good for football, but I'm just telling you, never bet against Matthew Stafford when he's got a decent team, and the Rams have been hot.
I'm betting against him. I'm betting against the Rams. This may be a curse for the Vikings because I've been, as of late, very off on my predictions, but boys.
You better hope Sam Darnold can hit a guy that's wide open in the end zone.
I think he can. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Mouthing off. All over the world.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, Eddie Mansfield.
You know, I just got to say about Jerry Jones, Jeffrey, he's like out of his friggin' mind. I mean, he lets Ezekiel go. But he turned, the Bears wanted to talk to Mike McCarthy about being their head coach, right?
Yeah.
And he says, no, you can't talk to him. Okay, Jerry, not only have you screwed him, well, give him a contract, number one. If he's going to stay there, give him a contract. Number two, you're the GM, and you didn't know that Cooper Rush needed X amount snaps to get a $250,000 bonus. And when reporters like us ask him, well, didn't you know about it? He goes, I didn't even know he was going for a bonus. Well, you're the one that gave him the bonus.
Well, luckily for Cooper Rush, Jerry Jones is also the one that signs those bonus checks. So maybe he will end up giving him the bonus anyway. Cooper Rush deserves a $250,000 bonus because he came out and played hard for the Dallas Cowboys in a season that meant nothing for them. They were out of it. And he came out and played pretty well in place of Dak Prescott, a guy that Jerry Jones seems to have a love affair with and will not move on from.
A tank of money for nothing. He's worse than Danny White and all them guys. Danny White was just following Staubach when you read the Cowboy history. Danny White was a bridesmaid, never the bride. Then Tony Romo followed
Aikman. Yeah.
Same thing. And now he can't get over the hump. They can't get another winning quarterback. Well, he should have got Baker Mayfield.
I mean, there were a lot of things that could have been done. If you look at the guys that they've passed on through the Dak Prescott era, people that were available who the Cowboys absolutely could have gone out and gotten. I mean, imagine Aaron Rodgers with that Cowboys team. Forget about it.
Wow.
It would have been insane. Yeah, he would have absolutely definitely been competing for a Super Bowl with the Cowboys as opposed to the Jets. But if you want to be better than Jerry Jones, you got to go to odark30.com where tactical meets practical. Jerry Jones doesn't deserve to put on these beautiful boots that I love so much. I know he's a Texan and he's a cowboy, but that boy's all hat, no cattle, and he doesn't deserve to put on these beautiful Odark 30 boots, but you do. So go out and check him out at odark30.com where tactical meets practical, the most awesome boots I've ever had on my feet.
Okay, Orange Bowl, Miami Garden, Florida. Who you like? You like Penn State or those Catholic boys with touchdown Jesus?
I must say that I absolutely have no idea who to take. I'm going with Penn State on this one, but the reality of it is these two teams are two teams that can completely fall apart in these kinds of situations. How many times has Penn State fallen apart in a playoff? How many times has Notre Dame fallen apart in the playoff? I have no idea, but I'm going with Penn State, although believe me, I would love to take Notre Dame, and if Notre Dame wins, I will be a happy boy with a wrong prediction.
Well, I'm going to go with the Catholics. I'm going to go with a touchdown Jesus with his O-Dark 30 boots.
Oh, well, you didn't tell me he was wearing O-Dark 30 boots. Then I have to take the Notre Dame, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Jesus, boy, he came to kick some ass, man. He's not messing around. He wants to eat some oranges.
All right. So the Goodyear.
He just got some sugar, didn't he?
Yeah. The Goodyear.
He got some sugar. Now he's going to put some sugar on that orange.
Who puts sugar on an orange? You put sugar on a grapefruit. You don't put sugar on an orange. There's enough sugar in an orange.
Hey, he's a Catholic boy. They put sugar on oranges.
Only Texans put sugar on oranges. If you're a good Florida boy.
Don't call me. Don't text me. I'm just a joke.
The Goodyear Cotton Bowl, number 5, Texas versus number 8, Ohio State. Who do you have on this one?
You have to ask.
No, I don't. You're taking Texas.
Hook 'em. I'm a born and bred Texas boy. That's it. I love Texas.
Well, I hate to be this guy.
I'm not even nervous.
You think that Texas is going to go out there and blow out the world famous Ohio State University?
No, but you know, those Longhorn boys are going to bring their bag of nuts with them, you know, and so they're going to be ready.
Yeah, I'm going with Ohio State in this game, Eddie. I just feel like Ohio State's one of those schools that plays, 12 on 11. And for some reason, whenever they're in one of these games, they have the upper hand. I'm not going to say it's because the referees. I'm not going to say because ESPN has them put up on a pedestal. And I'm not going to say that it's because the NCAA seems to have them on a pedestal. I think that Ohio State is capable of beating Quinn Ewers and the Texas Longhorns. Now, I'll tell you,
we're really off sometimes about. Well, you know, I know they kissy-kissy Ohio State Buckeyes, you know.
Yeah.
But you know who they really kiss? His ass? Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish. Do you realize that they've been independent for 40 years, right?
Yes.
They've had a NBC contract.
Yeah,
Well, they're recruiting and everything for 40 years.
Well, Eddie, it's because you know how to get ratings. NBC knows that if they put Notre Dame football on every weekend, they're going to get ratings. And they all, for 40 years, they've got ratings.
There's a lot of Catholics that watch them at Fighting Irish. Yeah. And, you know, one thing about it, you look at Notre Dame, they're a little bit chintzy. And I'm going to tell you why. They joined basketball, ACC, baseball, and all the other sports, right?
Yes.
But they wouldn't join in football because they want to pick and choose who they play. And then I think under their little contract they have with the ACC, they have to play 3 to 5 games or 4 games with the ACC teams.
Yes.
Something like that. Yeah. It's something crazy. But look, Notre Dame needs to either get in or get out. I mean, hey, they would be great in the SEC. I tell you, Ohio State is really an SEC football team.
Yeah, I feel like if Ohio State.
They play like an SEC team. They really do.
Yeah, if Ohio State and Michigan moved to the SEC, I don't think anybody would cry any tears. That would be phenomenal. But come on, they're already good enough. They don't need better teams. Notre Dame, I don't know if it has anything to do with that NBC contract, because if they move to a conference and a conference has a contract, that might have been why they wanted to keep independent with football. They've got it
made.
Well,
they're making millions and millions of dollars. You know, I mean, they really don't need the money because, you know, they got the mafia backs them. They got everybody backs them up.
The Vatican.
You know? So it's like they got a war chest full of, as I would say, full of funds.
Yeah, I believe it's going to be Penn State, Ohio State for the national championship. Eddie, always on the opposite side of
that. It can't be Penn State and Ohio State.
Why?
There's no way. I don't believe Penn State's going to. I just don't. I mean, that is going to be a god-awful game.
I thought that you were going.
Because Ohio State will kill them.
I don't know. Penn State's defense is where it's at. That's where they're really, really good is defensively. And Ohio State is offensively. I think it would be a great game. It would come down to who.
So you're telling me, but my Texas Longhorns and Matthew McConaughey is going in to Jerry's World in Arlington, Texas, in front of 108,000 screaming Longhorn fans and choke.
I'm not saying they're going to choke. I'm just saying that they're going to be beaten by a better team.
Here's what I believe. Either Texas is going to win, or they're going to be blown out by Ohio State. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Well, I hope that's not the case. I hope it's a good game. And honestly, I hope Texas wins. I'm just not.
I mean, I would love to see, because I predicted, that Texas would win the national championship, and I still believe that. Now, they drew the toughest cards, man. Ohio State's are really, they look good. I mean, they're coming down. That Will Howard's a great quarterback. I mean, you know, when you're a pro scout looking at a quarterback, Will Howard is kind of guy you can bring in there, and he's got a gun. He'd be a good NFL quarterback, I'm telling you.
He will be a good NFL quarterback. You know, this really is the national championship game, because it's unfortunate that it worked out, because if it was Texas, Notre Dame, and Penn State, Ohio State right now to go to the national championship, and we could theoretically have a Texas, Ohio State national championship, I'm not writing off your teams, Longhorns and Fighting Irish. I'm sorry, Nittany Lion and Fighting Irish fans, but I think that's the best national championship game. But all they play these games, man, and all of that is left to be seen. Hey, which Colorado star do you think the Titans pick number one?
You know who I would for my team? It would be Travis Hunter.
Yeah, the Colorado star. So
yeah, he could not Sanders' boys and all that stuff. I don't think Sanders' boy is going to be that great of an NFL player. I don't know if his DB guy might be. I don't know.
Yeah.
But that Travis Hunter is a gamer. You just got to keep him out of trouble. He's a thug.
Yeah, I don't know that Shadir Sanders is going to be able to play quarterback in the NFL. I think that they're going to have to move him maybe to wide receiver, maybe to cornerback, but I just don't foresee him being a NFL quarterback. I could be wrong. It's happened once before. The Georgia Bulldogs, three of their defensive players committed to the 2025 draft. The junior safety, Malachi Starks, linebacker, Jalen Walker.
A big star. Going to be a huge star.
And Michael Williams, all going to the NFL. This is Georgia does this every season. This is actually a small draft for them. They're going to reload, and they'll be the Bulldogs again next year.
They'll show up as Philadelphia Eagles.
It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, it seems like there's a pipeline between Athens and Philadelphia at this point.
Hey, there is justice in the world. The Titans fired GM Ron Carthon. Made the stupidest mistake in the world, find Mike Grable as head coach, and brought in those idiots he's got up there now. They should have fired him earlier. They should have never gave him the job.
All right, listen,
Eddie.
That's
a DEI hire. That was it.
All right, Eddie, we got to take a break. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
We'll be right back on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
IBM will become the official global partner of UFC, the world's premier mixed martial arts organization. Together, IBM and UFC are pioneering a product to revolutionize analytics and information in live sports. This includes unique insights and advanced analysis of live bouts, fighter tendencies, projections of possible outcomes, and method of victory, all of which will be engineered to update in real-time on-screen data. This partnership marks a pivotal win, not only for UFC and IBM, but also for fans around the world who will experience the sport in a whole new way. Sponsored by IBM.
Lowe's knows how to help make your Super Bowl 59 party a touchdown. Let us help you prep your home to host with top brands like Charbroil, Blackstone, and LG, so you can be the MVP of game day. Plus, use the Lowe's app to find what you need for a seamless shopping run. Or huddle up with our Lowe's Red Vest associates to help make all your game time hosting decisions.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Welcome back to College Bowl season, and now it looks like a fan has run onto the field carrying a $5 KFC bowl.
Oh, yeah, it looks like the mac and cheese bowl with five original recipe nuggets, or the new Nashville hot loaded fry bowl with nuggets, coleslaw, secret recipe fries, pickles, and Nashville hot sauce. Wow, looks yummy from up here.
Boy, everybody wants that bowl as more fans are pouring onto the field. Hey, Phil!
Get the only bowls that matter this season. Five delicious bowls, just $5 each, only at KFC. Prices and participation may vary while supplies last. Taxes, tips, and fees extra.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Can you believe it's only 5 weeks until pitchers and catchers report to spring training? I just can't believe that. Wow. Boy, time flies. Everything is running together now. That's what they wanted in pro sports. So to draw it out where every season just the next one happens. Boom, boom, boom. No breaks.
Yeah, it seems like just yesterday the Yankees were blowing the World Series, and here we are already starting the next one, and all of the talk is up the street with Juan Soto joining the New York Mets. But hey, go to odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. And Juan Soto brings timeless style to the New York Mets.
Yeah, and the A's signed their all-star, Brent Booker. Well, A's, they'll just give good ball players away for nothing.
Yeah, that's it's going to be an interesting situation with the Oakland A's, wherever they are playing, whenever they play there. But they're going to have
they're
to turn
playing
around
in Sacramento.
I know, but they're not for long because that team is going to Vegas.
God was very tired when he made Sacramento.
They're going to move to Las Vegas, and by the time they get to Las Vegas, they better have it figured out, because that is a team that has been drafting and developing talent for years and then not paying them. They move on. So this may be the start of the era of the A's remembering that you have to pay your stars to keep your stars. Although they let Mark McGwire go to St. Louis, and Mark McGwire went one World Series with St. Louis. So I guess it's kind of just always been an A's thing to try to put it together on a shoestring budget.
You know, Oakland's not San Francisco.
Oh,
they
I know.
Never really had that. They never had the money the Giants had. You know, even when Charlie Finley owned the A's, I mean, he'd have to hustle and get the money. And they never sold out a lot of games, the A's, in the history of the A's, even when they were winning all those world championships. All the big outfield stands would be empty up top.
Because
it's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
It was a terrible place to go see a game. It was too close to San Francisco and too far away from downtown Oakland. It was a football stadium, and it's always damp too. It was just never a good place to play, but not anymore. They're going to have a hard time finding a damp stadium in Las Vegas where they are going to eventually end up playing. And
hey, you know who's a hot free agent?
Third
baseman from the Astros. Alex Berman.
Believe me, I have my eyes all over that, because my team, the Washington Nationals, are in desperate need of a third baseman. I would love for...
Hey, he's got a hot wife too, man. I've seen her a bunch of times in Texas at Minute Maid, you know, and she's really sweet too. You know, I was introduced to him, and man, she's smoking hot.
Well, the Nationals need a third baseman. I don't know if they need any hot wives, but I'm sure they'll take one to get a decent third baseman in that young lineup. But other guys still left out there right now are Pete Alonso. I believe he's going to end up going back to the Mets, which is a good thing for Mets fans because they need that other bat. With Juan Soto now in place, he'll be a place setter for Pete Alonso, and Pete can continue to hit bombs out of Citi Field.
Yes. And I love Pete Alonso as a ball player. He's a gamer.
Yeah.
And he shows up. And he really took them on his back, man, and got them moving and kept them moving. And, you know, with Soto there, Well, that's a hell of a punch there. Woo!
I still think that if Pete Alonso comes back to the Mets, he's still going to be the face of that franchise, even with Juan Soto coming in. Believe me, Mets fans are going to love Juan Soto. I still love Juan Soto, but Pete Alonso has been and will continue to be the face of that franchise if they re-sign him. Anthony Santander.
Well, Juan Soto, Jeff, is going to change the Puerto Rican nation to being a Mets fan.
He's from the Dominican Republic, dude.
And New York's got more Puerto Ricans than living there than the island of Puerto Rico has.
He's from the Dominican Republic. He's not from Puerto Rico.
Doesn't matter. He's going to get all the Puerto Ricans to go over there. I'm telling you.
They did love, was it Wilmer Flores was the Puerto Rican that got traded during the game, and everybody was all upset because he was the Puerto Rican face of the New York Mets franchise. But
right.
Juan Soto is not Puerto Rican.
Soto's cool dude, man.
Oh, yeah. I love him.
He made enough smack. I hope he can smack a bunch of them out.
Oh, he can.
All that smack, believe me.
Juan Soto is a perfect offensive player. He hits for average. He hits home runs. He's a great player to watch if you're a young kid out there that wants to know how to hit. Juan Soto is in Major League Baseball, and if he has a two-strike count on him, he chokes up. He doesn't try to hit a home run with two strikes on him. Sometimes he does, but he definitely adjusts to the count. And guys just don't do that anymore. Everybody's stepping up there trying to hit the big shot. Ever since they did the Chicks Dig the Long Ball commercials and they went towards, hey, we're only going to be able to get fans if we have 50 home runs in a game. That's been the thing is like you strike out a lot, you hit a lot of home runs. But Juan Soto's not that guy. He gets in there and he adjusts and he's a clutch guy. Couldn't come in clutch for the Yankees, but they didn't give him a chance. They didn't give him a chance to come
up clutch. I'll tell you guys the clutch guys in his whole career. Max Scherzer. Where do you think he's going to go?
Honestly, I have no idea, Eddie, where he goes. He'd be great for a young
Detroit
pitching
Tigers.
Staff. Yeah, that would be a good one. Somewhere going back to Detroit, retiring a Detroit Tiger. He could definitely lead a young group of starting pitchers.
They got the old Astros coach is their head coach, the one that took them to the World Series.
A.J. Hinch.
Got fired, remember?
Yeah. He was cheating. A.J. Hinch. Hopefully he's not doing that up in Detroit. But
A.J. Well, if you ain't cheating, you ain't winning. I don't have any problem with that.
I don't know, man.
You know?
Yeah, no, they were.
They'll tell you, we've been stealing signs forever in baseball. And then all of a sudden, these woke bastards come out and say, you can't steal signs?
Well, okay.
Well, they've been doing it since the 1900s.
This is going to sound really weird for me to say. Excuse me. It's going to sound really weird for me to say, but they were doing it honestly up until the Astros. They would have a guy on second base.
No, it's kind of like robbing a bank. You either rob the bank or you don't, you're not robbing a bank. You can't go in there and get a sack full of money and say, I honestly took that money.
But they were.
Okay, John Dillinger.
Well, here's the thing, though. If the bank was putting the money out in front of the bank and you walked by and saw a huge stack of money and picked it up and walked away with it.
Oh, look what I found.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Is that the same thing as going in and robbing a bank?
He knew I needed a $50,000 cash money.
But if you had a guy on second base, he was looking in to steal the signs. That's honest stealing. That's the only.
Yeah, but you know how hard that is to pick up real quick?
Yeah.
When a guy's throwing 93.
Well, it's not as easy as having cameras aimed at the catcher and banging trash cans in the back if it were going to be a fastball.
Yeah, that's the easy way to do it.
And still one of the biggest theories about them also is that Jose Altuve was wearing some form of device that was letting him know what pitch was coming because of the fact that he hit that walk-off home run.
Harris did?
Yes. He hit that walk-off home run and he was running around the bases and someone went to rip his shirt off and he told them no and held his shirt because he didn't want that shirt to come off because homie was wearing a wire and he didn't want to be busted
so
wearing
Altuve
a wire.
Altuve was rigged. Hey. He was FBI's best friend.
I don't know if he was ratting on the guys. I think he was helping him out. I have a feeling they had some form of like the chess buzzer on his
chest.
Well,
he couldn't be yelling it in English because he don't speak much of that.
All right. Anthony Santander, Orioles outfielder, still available. I don't know where he's going to end up either. He's not exactly a stud outfielder, so he'll probably just end up playing on whatever team needs a utility outfielder or an outfielder.
So you're trying to say he ought to just shut up and play the game and be lucky he's in the major leagues.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Yeah, that's what I think about him, you know.
Jack Flaherty, this is another interesting one, a guy who, you know, has been a pretty stable...
Irish boy.
pretty stable pitcher and, you know, showed out for the Los Angeles Dodgers in their World Series win and, you know, had a long career, well, a long career for his age with the St. Louis Cardinals and was middle of the road. But somebody that needs a two or three in their rotation that's a veteran, he'd be a good choice for them. We'll see where he ends up and relief pitcher.
Hey, I tag old Flattery up with John Moynihan in New York.
Yeah, I mean,
Irish boys, they'd be drunk all the time.
I thought you meant signing him to the Yankees, which is not out of the question.
They could get him cheap.
Tanner Scott, the best reliever still on the market. We'll see where he ends up. But we're running out of time here. We got to talk WWE, Eddie.
Well, let's make it quick.
All right.
Liv Morgan lost her belt, man. Lost the title. As Pat McAfee would say, she lost her title. And but Liv Morgan got beat by stinky ass Rhea Ripley. Oh. And so the show continues. And then you got, you know, The Rock. He showed up for that huge Netflix was really, really big. And I was just so busy, I didn't have time to watch it. So I got it all secondhand news like I usually do. And you know, you had Hulk Hogan plugging his beer, and that old stooge Jimmy Hart showed up. You know, that little bastard owes me 10 grand, and they wheeled him in. You know, Jimmy Hart's 10, he's 80 years old, man.
Yeah, well, he still is the mouth of the South.
Jabronis of the week, the whole front office of the Atlanta Falcons. You should be ashamed of yourself. You paid Kirk Cousins and you hired an offensive coordinator and you knew that Kirk Cousins was a backup rollout quarterback and you never did anything like that until Michael Penix got behind the quarterback spot. And you know what you did? You screwed all the fans in Atlanta because you put the black quarterback ahead of the white quarterback instead of a business decision to win the title, the AFC, the NFC South. You choked. You let that Penix beat you two games. And that's exactly what happened.
Well, I take a different tack on this. It's the second time, unfortunately, that this has happened to Kirk Cousins. But they drafted a quarterback, and the coaching staff wanted the other guy and wanted to push Kirk Cousins out of the way. I don't know how he keeps ending up in these situations, but he does. So now Michael Penix Jr. is either the future of the Atlanta Falcons or not, but Kirk Cousins is definitely not their future quarterback. He's going to move on to go somewhere else.
Choose where he wants to go, and Atlanta will have to pay his salary.
Yeah, it's he'll end up somewhere. Somebody will pick up a guy like Kirk Cousins. I don't know if he'll go somewhere
like
where
the Raiders.
Yeah, he could definitely start for the Raiders. It's one of those probably going to go somewhere where he's battling for a position. But I'm interested to see what happens with Kirk Cousins because I do think he's underrated. I do think that the Minnesota Vikings would have been equally good this year if he would have been under center for them as they are with Sam Darnold. But we'll never know because he moved down to Atlanta and now he'll be moving again very soon. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding Mouthing Off to your sports diet.
Yeah, we'll be right back. I gotta find that fifth doctor.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Now then, all over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the King in the North, Edard Mansfield.
Hey, I can tell you one thing. That Robert, you know, we were talking off line here with about Robert Griffin III. Yeah, he's a third, all right. He's more like a he's a joke. I mean, he's got more drama than a wrestler, and that's a lot of drama, man. And you don't bring that drama in a locker room. You just don't need it. Well, he's gone, so it don't matter anymore.
No, and they didn't like him in TV either, so his TV career was short-lived. I was defending Robert Griffin III because I thought he got a bad rap. He was drafted first, and then Kirk Cousins was drafted in the first round of that same draft, if I'm not mistaken. I think they went maybe second and 14th, but the Shanahans wanted Kirk Cousins and Daniel Snyder wanted Robert Griffin III, and you were saying he was riding on the owner's plane and doing all of those things. Well, if you were traveling,
and showing up and not prepared for games, you can't do that. Yeah, not with Shanahan.
I don't know how much of that was propaganda and how much of it was actually true. I think that Robert Griffin III's a stand-up guy, and you're not going to change my mind
on
that.
You know who told me that? Jay Gruden.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Jay Gruden also bitter from his time in Washington. So I don't know, but I believe
This is way before he even got the head coaching job. He told me that.
Oh,
he
yeah?
wasn't bitter.
Ah, well, interesting. Well, I mean,
he just told me the truth. We're sitting there having a few beers, you know, at Hooters, you know.
Yeah. Well, Jay and you and I go way back, so I'll have to land on the fence on this one, Eddie. But listen, great show today. I look forward to watching football tomorrow and Friday, and then picking up with the NFL playoffs early next week. Hopefully, everybody in LA is safe.
Go Catholics.
And the fire gets taken care of, and we get to see football Monday night. But if not, then I understand. But we're out of time here, Eddie, so tell them goodbye.
For Jeff Taylor, this is the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield, saying see you next week.